This weekend, the candidates for the last undecided U.S. Senate race met for a televised debate. Democrat Mary Landrieu won the most votes on November 5th, but since it's politics in Louisiana, nothing is simple. Because she received less than half the vote, she faces a runoff against Republican Susie Terrell, which should be a great chance for Republicans, but there's nothing simple about that either. Jeff Cruer has been watching the race. He's a political writer and radio talk show host in New Orleans, and he joins us now. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So how was the debate?
The debate was contentious and very tough. You could tell that on TV, the two of them are really very competitive and just do not think the other one is telling the truth.
Now, just very briefly, for those who are not familiar with them, Mary Landrieu is seeking her second term as a United States senator.
Her background, ran for governor in 95, lost, very close election, and then parlayed that state organization into a run for the Senate in 96, beat an ultra-conservative evangelical Woody Jenkins by only 5,000 votes. So many Republicans had been looking at her as vulnerable when she came up for election for the first time, and multiple candidates jumped in.
But Democrats are not necessarily all enamored of Mary Landrieu.
Well, especially not in the African-American community. Many state senators say that she hasn't really addressed their concerns, hasn't visited their communities, and possibly just in the African-American community, the intensity for her is not what it was 6 years ago.
Well, now, Republicans now have a chance to grab yet another Senate seat after they've already captured control of the Senate. But I gather that Susie Terrell, the Republican candidate, has a few problems in her own party.
Well, she does. Mike Foster, who is the governor, had a career as a state senator as a Democrat. On the day of qualifying in 95, he switched parties to Republican and has acted very strangely as a Republican ever since, endorsing Democrats, raising money for Democrats. And he thought of getting into this Senate race himself because of what he perceived as a lack of strength among the Republican field, didn't get in, and was very upset at how Terrell ran her campaign, thought it was vicious. And then when the runoff was set between Landrieu and Terrell, for several weeks, he withheld his endorsement of Terrell, until finally succumbing to pressure and endorsing her the other day.
Jeff, listening to this, I'm having flashbacks to conversations that I overheard in a high school cafeteria once upon a time. are there any issues being discussed of any kind?
The issues being discussed concern who can bring home the bacon for Louisiana. And Landrieu yesterday got a vote of confidence from Tom Daschle that she's going to retain her seat on appropriations.
That's Tom Daschle, the Senate, was the Senate majority leader. He's about to be the minority leader,
right.
The Senate Democratic leader. Anyway.
Right. Louisiana citizens know that that committee is important in bringing home projects and dollars for the state. Terrell, on the other hand, is saying, hey, vote for me. I'm going to be part of the majority. I'll have access to the president, and I'll be able to do more for the state of Louisiana, having close ties to President Bush. So which one do you choose, the one on appropriations or the one who's got the close ties, supposedly, with the President of the United States?
Another fine example of the great ideals, lofty ideals, on which the Republic was founded.
Right. It's all about money. Ideology really is not playing a factor because Landrieu is running on a very moderate to conservative record, and Susie Terrell has a history of being moderate to conservative, so we're not talking about a huge difference in ideology between the two of them.
Jeff Cruer is the host of Ringside, which is a public affairs program on WTIX 690 AM in Louisiana, and he's also a political writer. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.